from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Perino is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, Bills beat reporter with Syracuse.com and host of the Shout podcast. Matt, we're getting into our Bills groove this week, just 4 days until the home opener at Highmark Stadium. How are you feeling about this opener and about the season?
I'm excited because I think that this is a team that for the last 3 or 4 years has been considered amongst the elite, right? And there's a bit of an unknown with this year's group. Of course, they still have Josh Allen, and I've been kind of beating the drum all offseason long when I've talked to fans or been on shows, local and national. When you have a top-tier quarterback, I believe that you're still a competitive team in the league. But there's question marks on both sides of the ball. I think we're going to start to get some of the answers about how much the team will miss some of the departed defensive players, how much moving on from franchise staple center Mitch Morse is going to impact this team, and how big of a factor losing Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis is going to be for this offense, and how quickly some of these new faces and rookie Keon Coleman can kind of pick up the slack.
It is kind of a big question mark, though. Stephon Diggs leaves, and you mentioned picking up slack. Is it a matter of replacing him, or is there an entire new way of looking at the Bills' offense this year because you're not going to have that one guy who's being thrown to all the time?
Here's the exciting thing, I think, if you're a Bills fan. They already really moved away from him last year, and he actually even came out this week and talked about it in an interview with GQ that he kind of saw the writing on the wall. There was a shift internally, whether it was, hey, we don't want you anymore, or we're not going to use you in the same way moving forward. He's 30 years old. I mean, when wide receivers evolve and get older, certain parts of their game starts to fade. Now, he's joined Houston, and he could have a monster year. I still think, to his point, he knows how to play football. But you saw it down the stretch last year. Remember the Dallas Cowboys game when James Cook was used as what looked like one of the elite running backs in the league in that game, going over 170 yards on the ground. And just the way they were able to run the ball down the stretch last year, that's a departure from what they've been over the last couple of years. Aaron Cromer is one of the best offensive line coaches in the NFL. I think that they have an underappreciated or maybe under-talked about offensive line group in front of Josh Allen, and they're going to be able to run the football. And you're going to see them try to be – that's going to be their identity, being able to run it, being able to throw it. And now I think that they're hoping without a premier number one wide receiver, they can go the Green Bay Packers approach and say – from week to week, you're not going to know who to key in on and who to try to take out of the game because we have 5, 6, 7 weapons that we're going to use equally and lean on the hot hand.
How much of a surprise was this to you? I saw the first depth chart yesterday. Mac Hollins listed as wide receiver number 3. Do you think that'll stick?
Yes, only in the sense that how they list these depth charts, it's very Sean McDermott-esque. He likes to make rookies earn their place. And Mac Hollins has come in here. He's a veteran. He's been in a bunch of different spots. He has one pretty decent year of production in Philadelphia, but not the guy that you'd think going into this thing would be listed over Keon Coleman. Coleman's going to play. Coleman's going to play a lot. I just think it's more about a respect factor. Who knows? When they announce captains, which could be this morning here, I wouldn't be surprised if Mac Hollins is on that list. And I will give Mac Hollins credit. He's had a great summer. He was great in training camp, competitive, some really good catches. This is going to be the best situation offensively he's ever been in his entire career. And so I guess that's the what they're betting on for a lot of these guys. Curtis Samuel, who they signed to a three-year deal worth $24 million. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's played with Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. They're hoping all of these guys that they're putting around, Dalton Kincaid and Khalil Shakir and James Cook and Dawson Knox, they're going to be able to find their best season because they're playing with Josh Allen.
And we didn't even mention the questions on the defense. Right, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what it looks like. The Matt Milano injury, of course, big for the Bills, even though, you know, as you mentioned, with Stephon Diggs, maybe used to not playing with him after the injury from last year. And, of course, the safety duo gone this year.
Yeah, and listen, if you're talking about this defense, I've learned this lesson before. Like, we spent all last summer offseason talking about the departure of Tremaine Edmonds and the panic button that was hit amongst the fan base about who was going to replace him. And then Terrell Bernard came in here and was literally better. His single season last year was better than any single season Edmonds had in his four in Buffalo. So I think that Sean McDermott has a knack for building his secondary, especially, right? Like, so whether it be undrafted guys, late round picks, he develops guys in the secondary. They're very high on Taylor Rapp. He's kind of the leader in the safety room. And then there's, like, people forget DeMar Hamlin. You know, obviously he's well known for what happened in Cincinnati a couple years ago. Don't forget that season. He started almost 1,000 snaps or played almost 1,000 snaps in this defense. He's actually the safety in that room that's played the most in Sean McDermott's defense. So I think if they have to roll out Rapp and Hamlin to start this season, they feel comfortable with that. And then you're talking about a cornerback duo in Rasul Douglas and Christian Benford that I think by the midway point of the season, people are going to start finally catching up and realizing it's one of the best in the league if they stay healthy. Bernard leads the middle. And then up front, there's a lot of prove-it guys. This is a big year for Greg Russo. He has to emerge as an elite pass rusher. They drafted him in the first round to be that. Von Miller has to return to form, and Ed Oliver's got to lead that entire unit from the inside as a former ninth overall pick himself. He had a breakout year last year. They're hoping he can build on that, and they have a healthy Daquan Jones as well.
What about Arizona? What are we in for?
They're a bit of an unknown because Kyler Murray returned last year after missing most of the season before, played a little bit of a different style. They go out in the first round. They draft Marvin Harrison Jr. They have a fun, young tight end in Trey McBride and then a running back in James Conner that's really, really good. So I think that they're going to be a challenge in week one. And then you don't want to look past them, obviously, but you got to be really careful because you turn around in 4 days and you have to go down and play the Miami Dolphins and their place, you know, in September. So it's going to be a really tough start to the season. I mean, it starts with Arizona at home. I think that the one thing they have going for them is they're going to be in Highmark Stadium. The environment is going to be tough for a West Coast team to travel to the East Coast and then play in that stadium. But they have to get out to a hot start. And there's a lot of tough teams, like I mentioned, that first six-game stretch. I would say Arizona is probably the easiest game of that group. So you really don't want to drop it.
Well, everyone's getting ready, Matt, for this upcoming Sunday. Can't wait to get the action started. Matt Perino joining us live here. Thanks so much on WBEN on the Trocare College Live Line. Check him out, Syracuse.com and the Shout Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.